This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Despite all of the impressive jetliner contrails you can see on a clear day from commercial aircraft at 20 to 40,000 feet, the sky is largely a wasteland. Between 200 feet and 500 feet, it's a desert, folks, a tumbleweed zone of dragonflies, just waiting for fleets of robot drones to start delivering packages to customers' doorsteps in as little as 30 minutes. Amazon, of course, wants to become the stork of package freight delivery, dropping lightweight goods on your doorsteps, bypassing UPS and FedEx, and it turns out the FAA as well. The Federal Aviation Administration has so frustrated Amazon with its slow pace of regulations and approvals that Amazon has packed up and gone to Canada for its testing, and The Guardian's Ed Pilkington got an exclusive invitation to visit the unnamed Amazon Canadian test site. Ed Pilkington is chief reporter for The Guardian in the U.S. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Ed.
Hi.
So how much of a brave new world is this for the FAA, these unmanned drones and this whole new class of civilian aircraft?
In the world of drones, things are happening at exceptional lightning speed. The people involved in this technology liken it to the first 10 years in the history of aviation at the beginning of the 20th century. And therefore, they're not prepared to sit back and wait for the FAA to wake up to this new technology. And it's causing a great tension between businesses and scientists and aeronautics engineers and the regulators, the FAA.
What ideas do the regulators have, and for that matter, do the technologists have about controlling the airspace and maintaining control between drones and keeping the unmanned aircraft from colliding with the civilian manned aircraft?
Well, if you talk to the Amazon's team of pretty impressive, experienced people, including a former NASA astronaut, as I did when I was in Canada last week, they will tell you that most of the problem doesn't exist because there is this strip of airspace between about 200 feet, which is where most buildings end, and about 500 feet, which is where general aviation space begins. And in this slice of 300 feet of air, there's virtually nothing. So they're saying most of the problem doesn't exist. And they're also saying that technology is developing incredibly quickly. And it's true that NASA has already just jumped in and is saying it is developing an air traffic control system for drones. So once NASA gets involved, you can imagine things will again move even faster.
And delivering goods and devices to the tops of buildings, to, I suppose, humanitarian needs, all these kinds of things.
It's becoming clear that if you can open up this slice of 300 feet of airspace, you can start to imagine incredible things happening. Now, Amazon is the sort of most commercial outside of that. They say they want to deliver their packages within 30 minutes of me going online and ordering something. They say 86% of all their goods that they sell are under £5 in weight and that they can carry those goods through a drone. I think there are lots of uses that we haven't yet begun to really get our heads around, whether it's search and rescue, whether it's law enforcement, raising issues of privacy. I think there are lots more privacy issues down the line.
And you've seen this in action.
Yes, I mean, I can't claim it was incredibly futuristic what I saw. Amazon is testing individual functions. So the day I went, they were testing how you could interface a drone that can fly directly into the air and then sideways. I mean, that was kind of impressive, but they're not yet showing the world what they promise will be incredible new birds. We're not seeing them yet.
Did you ask them, when will I receive my first Amazon gadget, device, book, whatever, by drone?
They're confident that it's going to happen in the next few years. That's why they've said to the FAA, we're not going to stick around. The FAA has produced a new rule book, which will take 2 years to come online. And even then, it doesn't really offer them what they want. So they've said, bye-bye, we're off to Canada, we can't stick around.
Ed Pilkington, chief reporter for The Guardian in the U.S. Thanks so much, Ed.
Thanks.
And to check out a video of what Amazon's drone delivery actually looks like, visit us at thetakeaway.org.